Gambling scandal hits Notre Dame swim team. Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program due to gambling and other widespread conduct violations, as announced by the university on Thursday. According to Pete Bevacqua, Notre Dame's athletic director, an independent investigation was launched after reports of potential misconduct surfaced. The investigation uncovered entrenched cultural issues, including several instances of NCAA rule violations related to gambling on intercollegiate swimming and other sports. Consequently, Notre Dame has decided to suspend its men's swimming program for at least one academic year. This marked the first time an entire team has faced suspension due to betting scandals, which have plagued other colleges in recent years, including Iowa. While Bevacqua's announcement did not specify which athletes were involved, it emphasized that the cultural issues within the team required a full suspension. However, the coaching staff is reportedly not implicated and was unaware of the players' gambling activities. The team reportedly operated its own internal sportsbook, set over under lines for swimming times, and gathered wagers from a large number of team members. NCAA responds to NCAA scandal. Reacting to the scandal, NCAA spokeswoman Megan Durham-Wright stated that the association is aware of Notre Dame's decision to declare several student athletes ineligible due to potential sports betting rule violations. However, due to federal student privacy laws, the NCAA declined to comment on specific cases and hasn't decided when to launch its investigation. In June 2023, the NCAA updated its rules, stating that student athletes who engage in activities that manipulate game outcomes or provide insider information to sports bettors may face permanent ineligibility in all collegiate sports. This rule also applies to athletes who bet on their own games or other sports at their own institutions, potentially resulting in permanent loss of eligibility. While Notre Dame is situated in Indiana, a legal sports betting state, no licensed bookie in the jurisdiction offers odds on collegiate swimming. The state has a legal betting age of 21, and some team members are under that age. Moreover, wagering with an unregulated sportsbook is illegal in Indiana and other states in the U.S. The Notre Dame team ended this year's NCAA championships in 10th place.